Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
I'm not exactly sure even where to start. Sometimes when I'm going to talk about something so big on the show that I'll spend a lot of time thinking about how I'm going to talk about it and then how we're going to get out of talking about it also. And in this case, I'm so emotionally invested and spent over everything that's gone on with Jeff over the last like 4 or 6 weeks that I'm not even exactly sure where to start with you guys.
Well, maybe explain to listeners who aren't a part of our industry just how, you know, I mean, because to me, like, I think the confusing thing for so many people is that they don't understand how our jobs work and our contracts work individually.
In most cases, the radio industry is much like any entertainment industry. Like, if you take a look at sports and the way sports is handled on contracts, you sign a couple of year contract. And then when your contract is coming up, you start to renegotiate a deal. If your team still wants you and you still want to be there, then you both decide, okay, look, we both like each other, so let's go on and start talking about how much money we're going to get, how much of a raise I'm going to get, and then how long I'm going to stay on the team. In this case, the team is Q100. The team is not the Burt Show. Yes, this is our team, but we don't have anything to do with the negotiations of any of the players on this team. That's all done with Cumulus Corporate. As far as we're concerned, everybody in this room wants Jeff to be part of this show. 1,000%.
Absolutely.
It was unthinkable to me a couple of weeks ago that we would be at this point with Jeff and his contract, because within our industry, I know some of you guys are going to have a really tough time believing this. This is a pretty well-respected morning show and probably one of the top five around the country. And the other four that I speak of have been around for years. And you do everything you can. When you have something so unique like we have here, and we've had, we've been blessed and lucky enough to have the success that we've had here in Atlanta, it's so rare in our industry. Look, you guys listen to radio here in Atlanta. You hear morning shows coming and morning shows going all the time. Radio stations come and go every 3, 4, 5 months. So when you have a morning show that has the chemistry that we do, that really is family like we are, you do everything you can to make sure that that team sticks together. So we have done that. I have done that. I have gone above and beyond. I've done everything I can the last couple of months to make sure that Jeff is part of this show. Jeff and his agent have had tough times with corporate, with Cumulus, and they haven't been able to agree on a contract. Jeff wants a certain amount of money. Corporate is saying, sorry, we don't have it, or I'm not willing to pay it. And that's where the impasse is. Jeff is taking a look at our ratings and our success and saying, I understand what the market is here, but the truth of the matter is we're doing really, really well, and I want to be compensated for that. And corporate is saying, I understand where you're coming from, but the market has changed, and your figure is not good enough for us. And there's a stalemate. And that's where
I mean, there's a few more levels of details beyond that, right? Or no? Maybe I'm misunderstood.
I think that's the those are the basics. Like, I have to be very protective of both parties here, and I really have to sort of walk a funny line, because I'm employed by Q100 and Cumulus, yet Jeff is a friend and he's a teammate that I think is vital to what we do as a success. I want him part of the show emotionally and professionally.
He's a family member.
Yeah, I want him part of the show. And not doing the show with, I mean, doing the show without Jeff, it was unthinkable. Unthinkable a month and a half or 2 months ago to me.
It still is to me. Like, the whole thing hasn't hit me yet. Mm-mm. Like, I've known about this and talked to Jeff over the holidays and been back and forth with the whole thing, but it just, it's like, seems unfathomable to me. And it's just, it's still, even right now talking about it, still hasn't hit me.
Yeah, because Katie said
he could potentially not be here.
Katie said last night, she said, you don't seem affected at all. I said, because I don't believe it either.
I don't believe it either.
The articles, I've seen the rumors, I've seen the tweets and the Facebook and the AJC and all this stuff, and I just, but it just kind of, yeah, no, I don't, I just don't, you know, I'm much like Jen. It's like, it's so much not part of my reality that this would change that I guess I have not accepted the possibility that it will.
And it's called denial.
And I think I'm still in it too, but I'm at a different place now. I was at your place a couple of months ago when the waters just became rough. I didn't even take it seriously. I'm like, there's no way that this is going to happen. And then I've been in the negotiations so much and ridden this emotional roller coaster for the last couple of weeks. It was the most restless vacation I ever had. Between having my agent talk to corporate and my agent talk to Jeff's agent and trying to sort of be the ambassador between all parties, making sure this thing doesn't collapse. I'm exhausted. And I've ridden every step of the way with Jeff on this whole thing, and I am spent on it. So what was unthinkable to me a couple of weeks ago, I'm past where you guys are, because now I've really had to start thinking, you know what? This is a possibility. So here's what our week looks like.
I really wish Jeff was here himself to be able to.
He wouldn't be able to tell you anything that I'm not telling you right now. Yeah. He couldn't say any more. So here is really what we've got coming up the next week. Jeff could come in here tomorrow morning. He and corporate could see eye to eye on this contract. Things could be done today by 5 o'clock, and Jeff is part of the show again tomorrow. It could be done on Tuesday, and Jeff is here on Wednesday. It could be done on Wednesday, and Jeff is here on Thursday. But if Friday rolls around and this thing's not done, then I'd say we're probably looking at a Burt show without Jeff Dahl.
You know what listeners are going to ask next is, what can they do about it? If anything.
I guess you can. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could write the radio station. The people here at the radio station don't have anything to do with it. It's at the corporate level. So I guess you could email John Dickey at the corporate level and tell him how you feel about it.
Because that's what listeners are going to want to do.
Yeah.
Is how do I help? How do I make sure that this team stays together? Because I think that's what all of us have felt during this process going on behind the scenes. What can I do? I mean, how do we help? How do we make it, you know, how do we make the family stay together?
Anybody got any cash? We can do a, that's really what we need is cash. we live in a world now with the internet and blogs, and you could certainly let your feelings know online. I don't want to give out John's personal voicemail or his Cumulus, because again, I'm in a real tough spot here. And I do want to say this, that I don't want to do a show without Jeff Dahl. Mm-hmm. And I told corporate, I do not want to do this show without Jeff Dahl. And I have done, seriously, y'all, everything I can. Everything. At some point, they're going to tell me either yes or no. And my only thing to do is move on with the show. That's it.
I don't even want to talk about that yet.
I don't either.
I mean, I don't either.
Let's just not talk about that.
I love my Jeff.
Hey, Kerry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that if Jeff's not going to be on the show, I mean, I love you guys, but if Jeff's not going to be on the show, I'm not going to listen.
Yeah, it's your prerogative. I mean, there's nothing we can do about that. Some of you guys love Jeff. You'll hate the show without Jeff. You won't even give a new person a try. And
it's not that I wouldn't give a new person a try. It's just that he provides a perspective that is needed, I think.
I agree. I totally and completely agree. It's not even debatable that this show is based on balance, that when one person is out, there's something missing of the show. Jeff is a large part of the show. So, yeah, I expect that if Jeff isn't part of the show, a whole bunch of you guys will take off. But there's nothing I can do about that.
Right. So we just need to look up the information for Cumulus Corporate and go that route?
Yeah, go to our website. I think we got message boards up there also. You can
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope I'm not sounding callous. I just don't. I feel like my hands are tied, and I've done everything I can.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the thought of doing the show without Jeff scares me. Look, we've done this thing together for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
The only Burt show I know is with Jeff Dahl, and it still doesn't make sense to me that I'm looking over there, and there may not be a Jeff here after Friday. So I don't know. I don't know what else I can add.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know that I don't know that you wanted to add?
Nothing.
Did we cover it?
I think we covered it. It's not even reality yet. Like, I don't even want to talk about it as reality yet. It's only still a possibility till Friday.
But I think I want to reiterate to the listener, because I do think that we're in this industry and we know how things go. And we know that each one of us individually, because like Burt said, all of us we individually negotiate our own contracts here at the station. So we're not a group collective doing this. We're all individual contractors. And so I think that even, you know, I know the listener was disappointed that just called up. And I think that Burt's effort is to direct people's anger or concern in the appropriate direction, because like you said, we don't have, we have no say-so in this room. I don't have a say-so in whether Jeff Dollar is here or not. I want Jeff Dollar to be here. I need somebody to fuss at. I need somebody to be my, you know, counter, you know, negativity energy in the room. But yeah, I think that a lot, you know, we are not sabotaging. I'm not sabotaging Jeff's job. You know, I want him here. So I think that I just want to reiterate to listeners that that's how this business works, unfortunately, is that each player is an individual player behind the scenes. Mm-hmm.
And I also want it reiterated that I do have a say, but and I've said it. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. But at one point, I don't make the final decision here. I've said and said and said a lot to make sure that Jeff is still here. But at the end of the day, I don't sign Jeff's paycheck. So it's not my decision. It's not anybody in here's decision.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, I just, you know, I don't like or not like Jeff, but at the same time, it was a contract where he was offered something and he chose not to take it. So how much pity can you have for somebody who chose not to take something? I mean, we're in a recession right now, and I'm in corporate America just like thousands of other Americans right now, and we're not getting pay increases. And we can't just walk away from our jobs because we didn't get a 2% increase just for the cost of living or for our performance. So why are we so upset if Jeff didn't choose to take what he was offered?
Well, he might have felt like it was a disrespectful offer.
Well, everyone else in America does who's not getting pay increases right now because of the recession. Well,
everybody has an option. Either you stay with that employer or you go on and you try to find something somewhere else. And in this case, it hasn't been acceptable to Jeff at this point.
Right, but why is everybody else so upset by Cumulus if, hey, this is what we offered you. If you don't like it, okay, that was Jeff's decision not to take it. Let's move on. Change is also a good thing. You guys could take this now and embrace it as you had an extra spot. How are we going to fill it? How can we change the dynamics of the show? Do we put an African-American in? You guys don't have any minorities on your seats right now.
Mm-hmm.
An Asian person and a Hispanic person. I know Joanne is there. But it could also be a positive. You know, again, Jeff chose not to take what he was offered. So,
yeah,
you know,
I think a lot of people probably feel the way that you do.
And I haven't
you're
even
a voice for a lot of people out there right now.
And I haven't even wrapped my mind around, at least not fully around, filling his spot with anybody at this point.
Until this thing is
completely 100% off the table, I can't even start working on who I'm going to replace him with just yet. But I understand what you're saying. The show is better with Jeff than without Jeff. And my job is to make sure our product.
I don't know. Can you say that though? Because you haven't been without him. Can you really say that?
I think
he's
we
a
all
family
can
member.
Say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
I'm pretty
in touch with what's going on in the industry. I mean, everybody in here can be replaced. It could be the Brett show tomorrow morning. I could be gone. Melissa could be gone. Jen could be gone.
Right.
Wendy can't be gone because she does a split shift.
But thank God for traffic in the afternoon.
Well, and I think you should maybe address the whole like stunt thing. The idea that this would be like some sort of stunt or radio, you know, because a lot of stations will do like kind of create like wacky, crazy stunts.
No.
And that's
we
not.
We wouldn't talk at length about it if it was a stunt. Like we're, you know,
and it wouldn't
we're
be
trying to be consistent where we talk about things.
And it wouldn't be done if you're going to pull a stunt like that. It wouldn't be done over a holiday vacation where your listenership is down so much. And honestly, we're really not in an important ratings period. So
we're not a stunt kind of thing.
And this is just not a place that we would jack with you guys.
Exactly,
100% authentic. Hey, Lisa. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I just want to make a suggestion to you guys. You guys think that this show would not be better without Jeff. I beg to differ, but if you guys are so hell-bent on him being there, why don't you guys take a break and give him part of your salary if he's just that important? I don't think it's that big of a loss.
Without getting too much into it, that's already been done. That's already been offered.
And if he's that cocky to not take it, then you guys need to move on because I really think that...
Wait, let me stop you right there. You're assuming that Jeff is the one that didn't accept that. So don't assume that. All I'm telling you is your suggestion was, why don't you guys take some salary or find it somewhere in your own budget and help him out? And I'm saying that has been offered to Cumulus.
Give him some more. If he's that important, give him more. You guys have to show how important he really is. I don't think it's going to be a big loss.
Wendy, I think you're right. How much you got?
I feel so uncomfortable talking, you know, I don't know. I feel so uncomfortable talking because I feel like Jeff's not here to defend himself.
Exactly. Right.
Corporate's not here to talk about it. I don't feel comfortable taking listeners because there are people that hate me. There are people that love me. There are people that hate Jen, love Jen. Hate Jeff, love Jeff. And, I mean, I think it comes across in the way that they're expressing their opinion. Not that their opinion doesn't matter, but it's an unresolved issue. And mm-hmm. so I think that once there's a resolution, then depending on whatever that resolution is, then we can take
but
comments
not,
on it. But I just think personal shots at Jeff is unfair today.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys just... I can't give you all the details. Legally,
no,
I cannot.
Right.
And there are
no.
still negotiations going
sure.
on. And I'm walking this very fine line because we've always told you guys we would be upfront with you on exactly what was going on behind the scenes. So really, what I'm trying to do is give you as much information as I can. And if you're listening to the show and you don't hear Jeff, we have to address that.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we don't know what the details of the contract negotiations are. We have no idea what it is that they're stuck on or back and forth on. I mean, other than the general description that Bert gave you, you can't fill in the blanks on what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we don't know.
We don't know. Because that's why we're reiterating we're individual there's individual contracts in here. I have no idea what the conversations are between them.
It really comes down. Look, this is a lot like any company. It's their job to try to keep costs down, and you as an employee it's your job to try to provide as much money as you can for yourself and your family. And these two just aren't agreeing right now mm-hmm. on what that number is. Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say that you guys are awesome, and I don't like that your callers are calling and threatening to quit the show because – one of you aren't there because you're all equally important and awesome.
Thank you.
And I will continue listening to you forever, with or without Jeff, even though he is awesome to the show. Now, if Melissa leaves, however, I'm going to have to quit.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.